Members of Congress and federal agency management honored federal whistleblower accomplishments in Washington this week. It was part of National Whistleblower Day. Whistleblowers themselves, that is the people who point out wrongdoing publicly, say recent laws have helped but haven't done enough. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Toni Savage started her career at the Army Corps of Engineers in Huntsville, Alabama, as a high school and college intern. She rose the ranks from a GS-3 to a GS-13, and she says her colleagues at the Corps of Engineers were like her family. She did well there, too. She eventually became the top procurement specialist at the Army Corps of Engineers Engineering and Support Center.
From 93 to 2006, I received countless awards and recognitions, but did not receive any. Zero. After blowing the whistle on the Ranges fraud in 2007. The years I spent working late hours, taking assignments others refused, working from home, all to build a career for myself, was yanked away when I refused to go along with the fraud, waste, and abuse in my organization. Fraud that was allowed to continue by the agency's executive leadership and attorneys, improprieties that the internal auditors testified that they were directed by the commander not to fully disclose to the FBI. While the MSPB judge in my case determined the Corps' actions to be discriminatory whistleblower offenses, he refused to acknowledge all of the retaliation that I was subjected to as a hostile work environment. And so I stand here today, 10 years after this ordeal began, and 7 years after I was illegally terminated, still fighting the injustice that I suffered at the hands of my employers.
Lots of members of Congress showed up to thank the whistleblowers and to show their appreciation for what they do. Senator Ron Wyden says Savage and her whistleblower colleagues have a greater importance now than ever before.
With the attack on the free press and with the attack on the First Amendment that we have seen in the last few months, your work has never been more important. Understand that right at the outset. You are our counter. You are our counter. You are our counter when the free press and the First Amendment are under attack.
Senator Chuck Grassley is perhaps one of the biggest champions of whistleblowers. He's written to every president since Ronald Reagan, asking that the president honor whistleblowers during a ceremony in the Rose Garden at the White House. No president yet has taken him up on the idea. Grassley also introduced a Senate resolution designating July 30th as National Whistleblower Day. All members of the bipartisan Senate Whistleblower Caucus signed that resolution. And Grassley says the calls and the letters he receives from them help him do his job of congressional oversight.
A law enforcement officer told me recently that his agency's recruits say that they're more afraid of crossing managers than they are dying in the line of duty. That kind of fear-based culture is not only unacceptable, it is very short-sighted by people who ought to always want government to do what the law requires and the Constitution requires. So whistleblowers are the ones who tell what's broken so we can fix it.
But Grassley says he realizes there's a lot more work to do.
Agencies often use misconduct investigations to actually as a tool to retaliate against whistleblowers. I am asking the Government Accountability Office to review practices for investigating employees' misconduct in two law enforcement components under my committee's jurisdiction. The other two branches need to do their part as well.
Wyden says he wants to improve whistleblower protections to help employees at the FBI. They have different protections than the rest of the federal workforce. Though Grassley and a few other senators passed pieces of their FBI whistleblower protection bill in the last Congress, the legislation lacked the teeth it needs to make a big difference for current FBI whistleblowers. Wyden and many other senators say reauthorizing the Office of Special Counsel is another top priority. Congress hasn't reauthorized the agency for at least the past 9 years, and the president's nominee to lead the Office of Special Counsel hasn't gotten a full Senate confirmation vote yet. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee voted Henry Koehner's nomination easily out of the committee, but Koehner says he's taking this time now just to listen.
And so as I'm listening to the stakeholders and as I'm meeting whistleblowers like yourselves, I'm just learning about what animates you, what makes you go forward, what are the priorities, and what do you want OSC to do? And as I'm learning about that, I feel very confident that I'll be able to bring a lot of that to bear in that position once the Senate confirms me, hopefully.
Congresswoman Kathleen Rice says she's learned a lot about what encourages whistleblowers to come forward and speak up based on her time as a federal prosecutor. She says she wants to promote rewards and incentives for whistleblowers in more of those situations. Strengthening the IRS Whistleblower Protection Program is another priority for Wyden. Lee Martin is the director of the IRS Whistleblower Office. He says the agency made 418 awards to whistleblowers in fiscal 2016. That's worth about $61 million. And the IRS has recovered $3.4 billion in tax fraud and awarded $465 million to IRS whistleblowers since Lee's office was created in 2007. Whistleblower claims at the IRS increased about 6% in 2016 over the previous year. The office sees an average of about 1,000 claims a month. Here's Martin.
At the corporate level, an enterprise risk management program has been established for the IRS, where employees at all levels alert management whenever they spot a problem of any kind. Our motto being that bad news is good news. Along with that motto goes the mantra that the only problem we can't solve is a problem we don't know about. We are committed to improving communications with whistleblowers. Whistleblower submissions are now acknowledged. Claim numbers are assigned and mailed to whistleblowers generally within 30 days of receipt.
Savage and other whistleblowers who spoke described the sense of community they feel when they hear other whistleblowers tell their stories. Congressman Mark Meadows says he's felt that same sense of community, too. He created a place on his website where whistleblowers can leave notes and messages about their challenges and stories. And he says since he did that, the responses have been overwhelming. He says he and his wife look forward to getting calls from the whistleblowers on his personal phone, who called day, night, on the weekend, and on his wedding anniversary. Here is Meadows.
Keep the cards and letters and phone calls on every day other than September 8th coming my way, and we will be your advocate. And if you feel like you're not getting a fair shake, let me know, let our committee know, and I promise we'll follow up. Thank you for allowing me to be part of the family.
In Washington, Nicole Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Be sure to check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com.